This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. It's Monday. This is Living It Up While Beginning Again. Mm-hmm. We hope you had a great weekend. So, what's going on in the world? Do you have anything you want to bring up?
No, I just you know, always say, you know, TGIM, thank God it's Monday. I mean, some people want to focus on thank God it's Friday, but I like to focus on thank God it's Monday. Mm-hmm. We get to begin again in a new week. And if we had a bad week last week, by golly, we can just pray to God we can have a great one this one.
That's right. Yeah. And that's what we're all about.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody listening, we want you to give yourself permission to quit. Just give up. Just roll up the white flag, say, I surrender. I am so done. Okay, because it's ultimately God's plan that sticks or triumphs, wins, prevails, succeeds, whatever you want to call it. It's His plan, not ours, because God is large and in charge. So today, after listening, we hope that you'll give up the illusion that you're in control and go on and trust to God who loves you. Mm-hmm. And that simple verse is found in Proverbs 19:21.
Yeah, it says, you can make many plans, but the Lord's purpose will prevail.
That's right. And like we mentioned in the opening, prevail means to succeed. It means to win. It means it's going to triumph. It means it's going to actually work. And I don't know about you, but I'm done with that. And that makes it okay for me to quit. I don't like quitters, except when they've decided, you know, I'm ready to just quit trying to run my own life. I want my life to work this year.
Yeah.
You know? And that's exhausting.
It is.
It is totally exhausting to continue to play God. We'll just go ahead and call it that.
Right. That's true.
And it's not a fit. It doesn't work. It's not comfortable. And, you know, it's not His way.
No, it's really not. You know, and I mean, you know, I know before I came to know Jesus, man, I was trying to run everything my own way. I mean, everything.
Why? You know
what I mean? Well, because I wanted to have control. You know, and if I didn't have complete control of everything in my life, you know, then I thought that something was out of whack. Well, the truth is, things were out of whack because I couldn't let control go.
That's right.
You know, I had my fingers on everything, trying to control it. And but when I gave my life to Christ and I started realizing that who's really in control, then I just quit trying to do that so much. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, I still have control issues, but I just quit and said, you know what? Enough. Mm-hmm. You know, God just gave me this peace that, you know, hey, you know what? Cast your burdens upon me. But that doesn't mean to cast your responsibility.
Well, and you also had to remember the view that you had of God, the view a lot of people have of God, and the one I had of God was not necessarily a God that, you know, would be easy to turn it over to, especially if you thought He was the man in the sky with a long white beard waiting to punish you.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you know, that's the way a lot of us begin to think of Him. And we just talked to a girl the other night. It wasn't a coincidence. We were out of town at the place we were staying. And we were actually ready to go back to our room and said, no, let's just go on into the lobby and just chill out a little bit. We went off to a place to just uncoil for overnight. And after we came out, we realized why, because there was a girl that was sitting there at the desk. And she began to just tell us a little bit about her story, you know, because we're all about beginning again and starting over. And that's exactly where she was. And the very thing came up. And she admitted that she's given church another try. She's given God another try, because the one that she grew up with was not one that she wanted to continue to follow. Yeah. And her life was just all out of whack. Wasn't in order like we just discussed, because God wasn't in control. But her experience with him was the same as her father's, her earthly father.
Yeah.
And that's the way it is with a lot of people. So whatever you're, if you grew up in a dysfunctional home, which basically we all did, but if you grew up with a father who was not loving and controlling, why would you want to, when you're on your own, follow a man in the sky that, you know, if you think it's just like your dad?
Right. That's true. You know, and also, you know, basically, what she was saying was she was quitting. She was going to stop pretending that everything's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And you see the picture of the white picket fence, and it's like if some of you are too young to remember, but Leave It to Beaver. I mean, his mom was in a dress vacuuming. His dad was always immaculate. You know, there was a white picket fence around there, so everything was just perfect.
It's an illusion.
Yeah, it is. And so, you know, and we may have that white picket fence around our house. But you know what? Sometimes I just think that the pretending is what really gets us. Because we want to pretend that we're in control.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're behind closed doors, man, we just throw our hands up and go, golly, man.
Mm-hmm.
Tired.
Right.
You know? And so that's when we just really have to admit that, you know what? This illusion of control has got to stop today.
Mm-hmm.
And giving it to God and saying, God, I know I can't do it
right.
without you.
It's such a relief when you finally get there.
And so that quitting is really the beginning.
Mm-hmm. It is. And we always say this, we're not psychology. We share from our experience, strength, and hope of our experience with recovery.
Right.
And this is all about recovery. Recovery to us is beginning again. The prefix in the word, you've seen the word, and R-E is there. That's always about starting over.
Mm-hmm.
Rebuild, rethink, renew. Okay, so that's what recovery is, and that's where we come from. With the things that we talk about. And we're not psychologists, but we have learned through this that control is based upon fear, which right. fear is usually the root of everything anyway. If you have a fear of flying, you have control issues.
Yeah.
If you have a fear of anything, you know, it's control, because you can't turn everything over to God, because the bottom line is you don't really trust Him.
Yeah.
And that's a hard thing to admit, but that's what we need to do. We need to go on and admit it to God and to somebody else. In James, it says, admit your faults to one another.
That's right.
So you can be healed. Can be healed from control. Can be healed from whatever the case may be. But that's where it all starts. It starts with the letter A, just like in the alphabet. Admit.
Yeah.
And when you can do that with a sincere heart, there's nothing left to look forward to except, yeah, a lot of work, but a lot of victory and a brand new life.
Well, that's for sure. You know, I know in our church, I had someone come down to the altar the other day and just talking about, you know, how their teenager was just totally out of control. And that they wanted them to do this and they wanted them to do that. And they, you know, and they just wanted to have every aspect of that teenager's life. And I just prayed with them and just said, you know what? Are you ready to give up control?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to just, you know, give your child to the Lord? I mean, yes, you still need to discipline.
Mm-hmm.
But in the spiritual realm, you got to give it up. Okay? You got to give it up to God, you know? And
the God who loves you.
Yes.
And start there. Admit it and then begin to understand His character and who He is and what He's really like.
Right, and that's in our own personal lives too.
It is.
You know, we just have to just say, you know what, man, I'm going to quit, you know, stressing out over this so much, and really pray about it, and really get in a communion with a loving God, who cares about me, mm-hmm. because if no one else in this world you think cares about you, He does.
And He tugs on us all the time.
He does.
If you stop long enough to just think about your day and think about your evening, He's all around.
Yes.
He's right there. He's right here with us now. If we'll just stop long enough and pay attention, God that loves us, He's your daddy. He's your father. That personal mm-hmm. relationship comes with you being, you know, in that place where you feel comfortable enough to call Him daddy, because that's what He wants.
That's right.
But He did speak the world into existence. He's powerful. man, that's the kind of dad that I'm glad to be able to say I'm his daughter.
That's right.
And when you get all that straightened out, then the journey begins of being able to come out from under all these things and all these people and the future and everything that you think that you control, which you can't.
Right.
Determine what you can control and let the rest of it go. Don't fixate anymore on things you have no power over controlling or changing. It is a wasteless use of your time and delaying God's destiny for you.
That is true.
We don't want that anymore for anybody listening. We want you to get on with what God's destiny is for you.
Yeah.
And let that illusion that you have control go, because you do not. And the blessing in that is it's the truth.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know what? If if you're ready to admit that you just can't continue on this illusion of control,
and you want to know more about the God that loves you.
Yeah. I mean, if you're ready for that, and I pray you are, you know, if you haven't given your life to Him, man, that's the first step. You know, the very first step of saying, I quit, you know what I mean? I quit, you know, stressing out over this or trying to control all this. And God, I'm giving it to you. And through my obedience and through your strength and power, I know that this can be done.
But we do want to emphasize to you, unless you're serious about it and it's come from a sincere heart, we don't want you to have these great expectations, because God knows you better than you know yourself. We don't want this to sound like something you have to do. This is something that you are ready to do, something that you have been waiting to do, and you're looking forward to do, because what you're doing is not working. Continuing to do the same thing over and over is the definition of insanity. You're getting the same results.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you're tired of, and you want to quit fighting it, because it's been tugging at you for a long time about Jesus. Well, you know what? We want you to pray about this, and we want you to if you've never given your life to Him, if you sincerely want to today, then let's do it today. And if you have, and maybe you've walked away, maybe you didn't give your full heart to Him, and He's ready for you to come back.
Maybe you've been in church your whole life like I was, but you realize I've not truly given my heart to God. I don't truly trust Him. Well, it's not too late.
That's right. You know, and once we pray this prayer of salvation, then, God gives us the Holy Spirit to guide us. And like our pastor at church says, you got to see the Holy Spirit as a person. Because it's awful hard to have a personal relationship with someone you don't consider a person.
Mm-hmm. We want you to want to get to know Him.
That's right.
Nothing. We're not trying to make you or say you have to. We want you to realize that hunger and thirst that you have is for Him.
That's right. So if you would pray this prayer, and please know that you are saved, that you're giving all your heart to Him.
Mm-hmm.
Please pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for who you are. Thank you, Father, for allowing me to quit on this struggle and to try to be in control of everything and give it to you. Jesus, I know you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, I am asking you to forgive me of my sins, and my sins are forgiven. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for taking control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, well.
I can't believe it's been 14 minutes.
I know. Our listeners are going, I can't believe they've been talking 14 minutes.
I know. We hope not. We hope not. That went by really fast.
It did. And we will try to keep them a little shorter. We know we want to respect your time. But you know what? If you prayed that prayer, we'd love to hear from you. Just email us at livingitup.org. And just drop us a short little note. You know, you can remain anonymous. But just let us know that, hey, man, I gave my life to Christ. We'd love to be able to pray for you. And today's Wednesday, so begin praying and maybe searching the web in your area of a church that you may want to attend this weekend. And when you do, if you would, ask them if they have a mentorship or discipleship program, someone that can walk along with you during this exciting, awesome walk with Christ.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
So anyway, we want you to give yourself permission to quit. It's ultimately God's plan that succeeds, not ours, because God is large and in charge, okay? So we hope today you're ready, or you did give up the illusion that you have control, and now that you're trusting the God who loves you. So until we talk to you tomorrow, keep living it up.
While beginning again.